So the person took this stone, for example, and put it into the ground. Mixes all the megulin. If none of the leaves were visible, he would have to paw through the dirt to get to the things. He's moving the earth dirt directly. Also, he put it in, but you know,
he stuck it in,
but you know, the top of it is the plant is above the ground, right? Feel him here to litchev machar a koyish derecha offer. That's not. I'm not going to move my hands. I'll put this big knitting needle through there. It's spirit, and then pull it out. Litchev, comes of test. Gam can also the near koyish guma. So I'm not directly moving any dirt because it's basically going between the dirt. And again, that would be like indirect movements. It's like moving it with the stick, the dirt, moving the dirt with the stick. So that's not a problem of muksa. But if the plant is partially visible, so it's not, doesn't look like you're making a guma on the ground, here we have a new problem if it's near a koisa guma. But some are not bothered by this idea of idea of nira koisa guma. I'm not familiar with the rules of nira koisa guma, when it applies and when it doesn't. Okay, so the case was he put it there, but below hishrish it had not taken root. The hishrish, because if it had taken root, I feel imahoya gam guvat starin megulin, even if it would be visible in the malo gam ken also lahaziza mimikayim mishum terlish. Now you have a malacha of koitzer or terlish involved over here, so that would be obviously the case is that there was no terlish involved, and he did not intend to plant. He wasn't miskabel this riyah. So the mishabura, why? What about this scenario? A person took seeds and put them in the ground with intent to plant them, and they haven't taken root yet. It takes a few days before they start to take root, and he wants to take the seeds out. So what about that? The imhoi miskabel this riyah av shaloi hishrish is aser. Kiven shemitchilo hayorotza b'hashrashosam, he wanted them to take roots. They put it into the ground like planting. Okay, so you can't take it out. Now let me just mention Bura. Why? I'm going to run Shehikshal Zemi hold the Karmel and Gemara, which is quoted the Chitin Shazar and Bekarka Adayim Lahishrishu the Mutal Lachtim Lachlan. It's not considered a problem of Koitzer to take out the seeds, or it's not considered a problem of Muksa to take out the seeds. We could argue two problems. One is I planted it, so I can't take it out. The other one is by planting it, that's the equivalent of being Maksim Midaitoi. So now it should be Muksa. So we see before that that's not true. They were just lying on the ground. So in a case where the seeds were just lying on the ground and they have not taken roots, even though he planned to plant them, that's not called planting yet, really. So that's not called a haksomidaito, and it's not considered a zriya, because only sitting on the ground. But if you're going to submerge them under the ground, Then once you do that, you can't take them out either because of you're taking away the planting, which is koitzer, or because of muksa.
But which one is it? Do we know? Or?
I don't remember the details of the sugya. I think it's muksa b'shana.
So here we're dealing here with the seeds are lying on top of the ground.
No. The case before in Shin Shinyur, the seeds are lying on top of the ground.
So here, why is there also a question?
Here they're under the ground.
So what about digging?
Well, it's all of Magulans. I'm just going to pull out. That's the point of saying. Since all of them.
It's the seeds. So much the seeds. If they're on the ground, then you have to dig up the ground to get them.
Okay. Before in Shin Yud we said if a person puts seeds in the ground with intent to plant them but they have not taken root, you can gather them back. So the Mirror says that case that we're talking about it's on the ground, not it has not been submerged. That's a case of seeds. Here we're talking about a case of a radish which has a plant. He's just asking what's the difference. Why over here are we saying it's also to take it if it hasn't taken root And over there, we say that it's mutter. And over there, it's talking about, right? That's his kasha. So he answers, over there, it's talking about it's on top of the ground, and that's why it's mutter. Over here, it's under the ground, that's why it's also. If I intended to plant. The case over here, which our Sif is saying is mutter, I had no intention to plant. Okay. So I'm going to pull out the plant by the leaves, even though as I'm doing so, I'm indirectly moving the dirt. That's mutter, because that's tiltum in itself, that's earth over mutter. Even though as you're pulling it out, you're moving the dirt indirectly. It's indirect tiltal. And its purpose is not to move the dirt, because that would be called tiltum in itzad for the purpose of moving the muksa. That's also. My purpose over here is to move the tzoin, not the dirt. The head of the lekichas tatsnoin meoritz marik kishatumun besada. The case is that it's out in the field. Diba bias, because if a person would have done this in his home, so it's also Chazal did not allow you to do this because we're afraid. Shema yabu lahashru esachel kachagumah shebekarka habayis shenas layedizah. The person might want to. He doesn't want to have a hole in his floor. They had their floors, but now he has a hole in his floor, so he would smooth it out. That's going to be considered bona. Smoothing out the floor is a form of bona. Now, va'ach im heim tumunim b'chol va'ofer shemunachim b'keren zavis. If you had a box of dirt you put off in the corner, you put a pile of dirt in the corner, not part of the karka habayis, but set aside for other usages, and v'chnitzel nasis b'tzrochav. So we said before, if a person would bring in dirt and put it in a specific place with intent to use it for whatever needs he has, so that's not muksa, that dirt. So the dirt is not muksa, then mutar latzien afilu lahoya magula klal min lamala. Question is barely up with simon shinches, siflam and ches. Valzer Ramas Hagob, sif test. The next sif, the Ramah says, take a look over there in simon shinches. That if you bring in dirt and you designate it for the purpose of usages, A, and you put it in a specific place, B, it's not muksa. Kain zeisim gemara gam kain gabi amurim shal arig shal yitkun bekarka habayis shal sotatlam yimakam and shemar yavu lahashu sagum azachakas. Going back to the point that Chazal said, if it's in the bayis, you have a problem with gzera. We're going to, after you pull it out, you're going to fill the hole. The Gemara says this idea of a case over there of the beams of the loom, the amurim shel arig. So even if they're a klishim not the lister, but they would push the beams into the ground to give stability to the loom. So pulling out the beams is going to create a hole. Well, that's not a malacha creating the hole. But the problem is because you can't do it because you might come to fill up the hole afterwards. So we see this idea that we may make a gzera of making holes in the house because you might come to fix the holes. Okay. Now this heter, the Ramah said, of the case taking out the radish, is even if the person put the radish there originally with intent to leave it there for the whole Shabbos. Ritzel Armer. Chavtes, da'afte ba'alma im hiniyach davar muksa al eza kli al dashi sharsham kol ha-shabbos. Where a person takes a muksa item, puts it on top of a non-muksa item with intent that should stay there the whole Shabbos. L'kul yama nasa kli gufa gam kein muksa, the mitam basis, the davar asr. So the kli, which is supporting the muksa, becomes muksa as well. K'na basim shin tes siftahu. So why isn't the radish a bosses for the dirt which is on top of it? So the Ramah says, because by Erklin there's no dinner bosses. See, he's not telling me a general rule. The Erklin Eilun, this scenario of Erklin, Loi Shayach bosses. Why? The Haloi, Lo Hoysa Kabanosa Bahatmana, Sheha Erklin, Meshamish Laha Offer. It wasn't, well, you need to put the muksa somewhere, the muksa being the dirt, and you need something to support it, so you went and put some radishes on the ground to support the dirt. That's not what you did. The opposite is true. Your goal was that the offer should be mishamish le'oichel. Wooden yin peiris, that's one of b'tevin, to the kameh. Well, if a person was storing peiris inside the straw to keep it fresh, the same idea, there's no din of bosses from the peiris with the straw on top, even the straw's on top of the vegetables which are there, or the fruit which is there. But the goal of the straw is to protect the vegetables, not the other way around, that the vegetables should support the straw. Okay, then the Shulchan Aruch said, we're holding this in Shin Yud Aleph Sifches Mishabur Lamed. So the Shulchan Aruch said, but this is discussing that moving it with your hand indirectly. So I'm taking my hand and pulling out the vegetable, the radish. By doing so, I'm moving the dirt, but I'm using my hands. So I'm being metaltal. A normal act of tilting, which is with your hands, but I'm doing it directly because I'm not touching the dirt directly. So similarly, if I have mooks on the table and I would take a stick and move the mooks with the stick, that tilting it's not. I'm using my hands to move it. It's indirect because I'm touching the stick and the stick is touching the thing. What about a case of tilting bagufa? That I'm moving the mooks with my body. He's not touching the muksa with his hands, but rather with his body, or bishar yavorv, or one of the other yavorv of the person. Mikilina bo yoyser mishar tiltim in atzad. Okay, what do I feel of the tzart over us? So tiltim in atzad, I can only do if I have a need for the usage of the non-muksa. But I can't do tiltim in atzad to use the muksa. But tiltim begufay, to move it with my body, I can do even if I want to use the muksa. Therefore, if a person would have straw on the bed and he wants to move the straw to make it more comfortable, so he wants to use his body to directly move the straw, so that's mutter. So he's using his body. Now, we assume that straw is muksa. So why is straw muksa? The stomach, we assume that the average scenario is it's going to be used eventually as fuel in the fire. Now, that's only places where they use straw and fire. Some places, you know, it's a waste of time. It's somewhat of a waste of time to throw straw into the fire because it burns so quickly. Obviously, if you have a large amount of straw, it'll take some time to burn. So this whole case, that which we're assuming that straw is muksa because its main function is to be burnt, which you can't do on Shabbos. That's only in places where they would use straw. But where we are, in general, straw is used to feed to animals, and that's a valid usage of the straw on Shabbos. Or to lie, they would use it to stuff mattresses, etc. So it is also a human need. See, either way, it's not muksa. Fine. But he didn't put the straw there on the bed for the purpose. Even in the case where the it's normal to use straw for as fuel for the fire. So therefore it's muksa. But if a person will put the straw on the bed for the purpose of being part of the bed, to facilitate a more comfortable position on the bed, that itself acts to remove the muksa status, because now it's a function as part of the bed. So the case was he didn't do that. So once, if a person had put it there before Shabbos with intent to lie on it, that would be sufficient to take away the muksa. And therefore, so why is the muksa over here? The case is that there happened to be kash on the bed, not for the purpose of lying on it. So we say you can move it with your body. You can make it softer by doing that, positioning it in a more comfortable way. Okay, now if you put a kesis on it, so then he can move it with his hands because he prepared it before Shabbos. even though they hadn't intentionally, specifically focused on the intent to use it. But putting where the mattress is, under the mattress, indicates that you're planning to use it as part of the mattress. Kilu choshev. Person intentionally said, you know what, I'm planning to use it for these purposes, that's good enough. Fine. Then he
sometimes
said,
you need a meisa though, don't you?
It could be the meisa putting it on the there was, over here we argued that you put a karakesis on it. I'm not sure that you would need you would need some type of mice of putting it in the place where you're going to be shaychev. But you wouldn't necessarily need a karakesef, because that makes it nicker, that's what you're doing with it. So if you're chasher behed, you don't need the nicker element. You would need some type of mice, but you wouldn't need the nicker element. I think you're right, you wouldn't need a mice. That's what Mo said, if you're making it or if you're chasher behed. Or even if you put it on the bed without thinking what you want to do with it, and then you decide that's also considered enough of a designation, together with the mice putting it in beforehand. Okay. Fine. Sif test. Paris hatzumunim b'tevan b'kash. So the same way we have a case of the paris which have been submerged into the dirt, we have the same scenario that they're underneath straw. Okay. So tevan or kash. When you cut the plant, you leave a certain amount of the plant in the ground, which later on you could take the use for animal fodder, etc. And a certain amount of the stalk that you cut with the kernel, that eventually when you do the threshing process, you thresh the two, so you break apart the kernels from the stalk. So tevin is the kernel, is the stalk which goes with the kernels. And the kash is the part that you leave in the field. So the same thing, basically. Hamuksim. Both of them are, it's the stalk of the plant, of the grain plant. So in the case of their muksa, in other words, they have them designated to use for Michael Behem or something of that sort. And I have papers now which are underneath it. So we point out the papers are not considered a bosses to the straw. The straw is there to protect the papers, not vice versa. But I need to get my papers out. So what can I do? The straw is mux. So yachal litchev behen machet or kush, person can pierce through where the straw is down into where the fruit is, whatever the fruit might be, let's say an apple, and he'll pierce the apple with this needle, thick needle, and then pull the apple out. And the kash will fall to its side, off to the side on its own. So I'm not directly moving the kash. So that's tiltim in its side. The tzarech davar hamutah to use eat the fruit. Gavim tunim b'chol ba'offer ayin le'el simashim ches siflam ches. That's what the Mishabur said. That the Ramah said if you're dealing with if it's in the chol or offer, so that's more complicated. If it's offer which has been designated and set aside for the usage, so that's not muksa, so then you'll be able to take it out directly. If not, it's part of the ground, it's going to be a problem muksa.
Offer, that's set aside for what usage?
So the example they would use is when you live in a world of the dirt floor, and presume you get something dirty on the floor, you just cover the floor with a layer of dirt. Imagine you clean the floor. By putting out the dirt, the floor looks back to its clean state. Because whatever was dirty there has been covered. So they would use it to cover things, spit, etc., which would be on the floor. Lamed, Mishabur starting at the top of this page, Bratavana Bakash. So tevin, what kind of nixer mishibolus? Tevin is that which, when you cut the stalk, you cut a certain amount of the stalk together with the grain. That's called tevin, which eventually you break from the grain through the process of disha, of threshing. And the stubble which remains in the field, So usually, literally more, we translate one as straw, stubble and one as straw. Stubble is that you leave the field after you have, when you harvest, that's the stubble. And the part which goes with the grain is called straw. Fine. So if they're muksim, if we give him his minimum, the Michael Behema, or the Shiva, if a person designated them to feed as animals, or a person designated them to use for lying on, so then they're not muks anymore. So we already discussed this once before, that nowadays most tevin is used as animal fodder. So you need a hazmana, but the fact that you've bundled them, that itself is not considered a hazmana.
Bundle
what? The straw together into a big bundle. Now you want to use it for shkiva or something like that. Okay, that's not enough. Just bundling it alone is not enough. You have to have intent to use it for shkiva purposes. So the Bagram says our minig is it's only for shkiva or Michael Behema. The Tosis says it depends on the minigam. Okay. I want to put this needle through the straw into the fruit and pull out the fruit. As I'm moving the needle through, I'm pushing this straw to the side. Straw is moksa, but it's indirect tilt. But my goal is not for the straw, my goal is to get the fruit, which is moksa, which is permitted. So you have tevin which is set off to the side and you're planning to use it for fuel, so it's muksa. The person with before Shabbos would take some of the straw, they hit them by Paris and use it to store these fruits inside of it. But then by Erev Shabbos taking it off and putting it on these fruits to service the fruits, you've made it not muksa anymore.
Taking it off
where the pile is to move it to put the case here was you had the pile of tevin already, you stuck the fruits inside, so the pile is potentially muksa. But a case where I specifically first designated the tevin for usage, so it's not muksa anymore. And my goal was to use it to cover the peiros, so the peiros aren't muksa, and the tevin isn't muksa. So when he's talking about tevin, she muksa the harei achinu lahatin by peiros, you've designated for the purpose of being matin peiros. Muksa muta l'tal to tevin behed. You can move the tevin directly. Okay. Let's say you have them, if you're matan them in chol or ba'offer, how do offer should sober ba'ayis, the shamash bo'ed, they don't allow shem muksa. When we say over here, putting it into offer, we mean not to offer the karka of the ba'ayis or the field. The person brought in the offer before Shabbos to put it off to the side, and now he wants to be timing something in it. Because that's not muksa. When the female, she's barba sim and zed, the tutum that says the start over mut osir is osir. So tiltum in atzad, if your goal is to move the muksa item, to use the muksa item, that's not mutter. If your goal is to get to the case of the heter, to use the item of heter, so I can do tiltum in atzad for that purpose, but not for the move. Therefore, he says, So Taylor Lanochin, it's pretty obvious. The Mashanochin is a Noshim, Limkir Shabbos, Kalamos, Bekli Ayere Begad, Regar Vesakin. So the guy's selling the Shabbos, I don't remember Kalam Shabbos, it's Muksa. So I move it with a knife. So it doesn't come to me direct. I don't touch it. I don't tell to me that's sad. Yeah, but my goal is to get the muksa coins. Besides the fact he's doing business on Shabbos, which is Osir, he's blind. Yes, this is called Tiltum and Tzad. Let's say, I'll give you that. But right, but that doesn't help me because Tiltum and Tzad is only mutter to do the Tzart Avra Mutter, not the Tzart Avra Osir. There's no question that's definitely a problem. This
looks amazing. The reality that he's dealing with here is just.
Yeah, I mean, there's people who were.
Right, it's fascinating.
Right. No, these are the people who, you know, would go to shul Shabbos morning and go to work.
Right, right.
You know, and some of them would walk to work. You know, because right. They shouldn't have Shabbos, but right. You know, it's a kana. You know, I'm not going to be able to live without working. So they that, you know, they made up these pshoras in their mind. Mm-hmm. Okay, Simon Shinyan Beis. And this is only called B'mama Kanech B'Shab. The person needs to relieve himself and he needs to clean himself afterwards. What can he use to clean himself? So this simon gets a little graphic. Mishum Kavod Abriyas.
What do you mean the simon gets a little graphic?
He describes the process of cleaning oneself pretty straightforwardly. Okay. Mishum Kavod Abriyas, Chazal, that the person should be able to be presented clean and properly, that he should be able to halachically be clean and feel good about himself that he's clean. So Chazal, that's Kavod Abriyas, it's part of the person, the human status being functioning well. So that's called the Kavod of the person. They should be presented like that. So Hitiru Latautul Avonim Lekanech. So the Chazal permitted moving stones that they would use for kinuach. So they would use the stones to wipe away. They would have a sharp, a straight edge stone, and they would use it to scrape away from their body any of the feces which came out. So these stones are stones. So they might be considered muksa. So you can move them to where you need to. The person's going to leave himself. Even to take it up to the roof, the havi tircha yisera. Normally, schlepping these things around, we would answer because even leaving the muksa out, we'd say that the schlepping around is a tircha. It's mutter. But a misha yeshu mokam yuchad the besakise. Person has a designated place where he goes to relieve himself, and out it's outside. It's not part of the house. If it's obviously what he's doing because it's a place of Jamiyukha for that purpose, so Chazal were more lenient. If it's not as obvious, we don't know why he's going there. Inla will find out eventually. But if it's not Kavua, so it's not as obvious what he's doing it for, so Chazal limited the amount that he could take. So they said, if it's a mokum kavua for this purpose, he could take a full handful. It's worth of these stones. If it's not, so we limit the shir he's allowed to take, the size of a buchna katana. I'm assuming over here it's using the word buchna katana, it's like it's the pestle of the mortar and the pestle. No, actually, the buchna is the... The mortar? I don't remember. I think it's the pestle. V'nikr be'evan shekin chaboy. If, however, probably here it should be clear why he's moving this muksa. So sometimes the stone that the person's using has been used before, so it's dirty. So the stone itself indicates what it's being used for. Mutalach nisoy, filhugal harbi, it's a large stone, but the person can use it. Filim harbe mimole yad. It's much more than the handful. Mutter lito kulon. If there's many stones of such, more than the handful. Kimin the kinchu ben huchnu lekad. So they're not mukzah because they've been used for this purpose already. Designation alone is not enough. They have to be used. And they're also obvious why he's doing this. But you have a problem with your carrying. So leaving the books aside, you have a problem with carrying. So we're talking about a case in a chotzer. That's a Rashi. But we're being mad to this at the Rabbanon of carrying in a Carmelist from the Carmelist to Rosh HaSayachin. Area of the Beis HaKiseh, which is closed off, so it's just like his own little building. That's Rosh HaSayachin. Outside is a field. That's a Carmelis. You have to take these stones from the outside into the small outhouse, which is Rosh HaSayachin. Let's say to the Rabbanon. So some say it's what they say. Well, you're about to cover Bris is matter moving books. So cover Bris is matter doing total. They're doing Hutzah. Mishum the film of Carmelis the Rishas Yochanan Mishori Tanami Eno Rakias at the Rabbanon Mishum Kavan Abriyas Hiti Ruhu. So since it's only Rishas Rabbanon, Chazal lifted their Isser to facilitate the Kavan Abriyas. Fine.
Take something from Rishas Yochanan.
It's from the Carmelis Rishas Yochanan. The Carmelis in the field to Rishas Yochanan to the outhouse. So from the Carmelis to Rishas Yochanan. Okay, let's start the Mishnah verse at least. Aleph Avonim Hudin Shreiris or Shadover Gekigav the Labar Tiltulu. It can be pebbles or something of that sort, which is normally not used. It's Muksa. The more it discourages using the leaves, or because sometimes the leaves have a sharp edge, they can cut into the person. The more it discourages that, but you know, something of that sort that we use to clean himself. So all of these were going to be matter because of Kavod Abrius. Now, if he had a Mokam in Yuchud, so he could bring in the Vonim Meloi Hayat. Mokam Yuchud Beherusha Mokam Kavuah Loi Lebeis HaKiseh. He has a set there, any place to use the Beis HaKiseh. The Kiman Shekavuah Loi Lichdu Shom Tom, and he uses it regularly. If Kain Afil Im Yishtar Boi Vonim Arvis Yuchud Kaneh Ben Shachris. And the logic why we're making to take more stones is because he might need them more than once. So he'll use some of the stones in the night and some of the more stones later on in the day, next day. It's not considered tilta shel tzarech. V'avta oisem mokam enam yuchad loy la'atzmoy. Maybe somebody else will use the stones because somebody else uses that room, that place also. Lesson ba, the mali hu, mali acher. Doesn't bother us. As long as somebody's using it, that's fine. But since he might also need it himself, so he has a right to move it because he might need it. So what does that mean? He has multiple places where he uses it to relieve himself. So it's not clear which one is it. Can also therefore he can take the amount he needs for now, not more. Tana kashir buchna katana, like this buchna katana. The yachdas yoser v'yishtayer, if he takes more and leaves it over, he's not come back to this place necessarily. So that's considered he's not schlepped for no purpose. That's the logic why they ask him. Because my brother Shem is poiskim the whole material and basically he said kibua after Shem Avonim b'Shabbos, and after Shem Yuchad loy la'atzmoi, and not some gam acherim shom. Let's introduce a new argument. So we're saying the fact that he uses it regularly makes it we understand why he's taking it there. He might need to come back there a second time. That if he can take more stones to use to clean himself, why don't we say to him, why don't you take care of this before Shabbos? So the case was, it was used by multiple people. Ben Echadam, a case where it's a private outhouse, and only he uses it If it's other people go there, he can't prepare with the stones before Shabbos because they'll be used. People might take them. It's way out there. The schlep there before Shabbos, a lot of stones, etc., is a big asik. But it was closer to home. And it was his own private outhouse. Nobody else goes there. Even people from his household do not go there. That's what he's learning. Don't wait till Shabbos. You know that there's a need. Put the stones in before Shabbos. So it's like a kenas. It's not. It doesn't make sense to give a kenas. People don't necessarily. They forget about this idea they're going to be using the basic kisei. They're not necessarily thinking about Erev Shabbos. Have to prepare for that. So he's not considered that they're going to get a kenas for the fact that he didn't prepare from before Shabbos. Normally the assumption of Allah is you need three avonim. So a person is taking multiple avonim because he'll end up using them eventually. So Malo Yad, even though it can be more than three stones, it's still mutter. But if it's not this makam kavua, so then he's able to take kashir buchta ketan. Berifa rosh isa kashir rosh buchta ketan. There we go. Okay, so that's the pestle. So it's not even the whole pestle, just the head of the pestle. That's the amount of the size of the stones you can take. Chemash matur. You can take that size and that amount, the equivalent of the head of the book. Now he said, if the stone has been used before, so it's obvious to people what he's going to do with this. I can't take more than I need. If it's not, if I looking at the stone, I can't tell that it's been used before, even though it has. But that doesn't make it. People know about it. That's good enough. Maybe that's machlokes. Do you have to? Actually have some indicator on the stone, or is enough that people know that that's what he always does? Shekin Chabay, it's been used before. So that makes the stone not Muksa. Han Er Shabbos. Marek Shekhal Yichtun Er Shabbos Beferish Lekat. Now if he was Miyachad it beforehand, Nim Yichtun Afila Lekinach Behen Me'olam Mutalach Nisan. Okay. Kamar Shehirtza, if I designate these stones before Shabbos, specifically for this purpose, that's good enough. Who didn't find the Yerucholok Shemak ben Olav? Person had paper which was cholok, but had not been written on yet. He wants to use it for kinuach. The Yeshu Mishum Muksa. That paper is Muksa because it's klishim lachlitz. You use it for writing on it. Once it's klishim lachlitz, people in general do not just waste paper. So they're Mac, but only use it for writing. So that comes like Muslim Mac with a certain kiss. You won't use it for anything else. Now he wants to change the use it for basic use. There's not muksa b'chlal, so Chazal take whatever you want. If it's a shena kavua, I don't know why you're taking it there. So it's not obvious what he's doing. So he can't take this item, which is muksa. Rak, if he tzorcha the pamazeh bovad, he can take as much as he needs, also cover the brias. Vaser likroyan on the yarba Shabbos, you can't cut the paper to size on Shabbos. That'd be machav kareya, the machav mechatech, possibly. Kavur the kavon zim shem mem, sif yud gimel ayin jam shabru. Let's finish off. Mutlath nisoy ayin liyab sim gimel, sif yud aleph, shabru shom, that... What's going on? They're using stones which have been mekunach kvar. It's not. You're not supposed to. It's mitzad kinuach. It's not supposed to be a good idea. Yisham nafilo b'karmelus keniker. Shes Rav Nidan af har pasuk dino karmelus mekol makamim lohakol. But our Shes Rav, you should not be mekalan. And really, we should have to do this last part. We'll run through it. We'll pick up the last part tomorrow. Okay.